Hello, hello. Welcome to the Shop Girls. Are we on the air?
Are we on?
I hope. Can you hear us?
Yes, you're on the air.
Oh, okay, good.
Good, because we can't hear anything.
You know, here we are at the Galleria. The sound is a little
We're not.
You can hear us.
Oh, okay, really? So we'll sound good.
Okay, good, because we can't hear anything.
Oh. Glad to hear that. All right, well, let's just start over. Hi, welcome to the Shop Girls. Thanks for tuning in. It's Saturday, and we are here once again, fourth week in a row, broadcasting live. It's been so much fun. This is your last chance to come see us. We would really love for you to do that, and this would be a very good day to go shopping. We'll tell you about some of the good deals going on here at the Galleria. We're in the new wing once again, down right outside of Accelerate, the electric bike store, and Big Island is open right down the lane,
those.
And we'll be talking to them a little bit later today. Yes, yeah, yeah, we put you on a bike.
We did put me on a bike. I didn't get very far. Though, did I?
No, you didn't. Okay, so we're kind of getting down to the wire here. It's we have what? Just how many shopping days?
The,
how many shopping
well,
days? Give us the report.
Today is the 14th, right?
16th. So that gives us eight shopping days?
16.
If we want to count, Christmas Eve is next Sunday, okay? And you can shop most Christmas Eve.
Right.
Yes. So let's go through some of the key deadlines.
You've got all the deadlines, don't you?
I do. So yesterday was free shipping day. I really hope you took advantage of that because it's over.
It's over. So, okay. Well, then let's not even discuss it.
That you can't order online and get things delivered, but it's probably not going to be free at this point.
Yeah.
A few retailers are doing it, like Target. Target is offering free shipping all the way until the 23rd. However, that does not necessarily include delivery.
It doesn't mean to get there on time.
Exactly.
But it's free. We like that.
So, okay, a couple key dates on, let's see, it's Monday, I think it is. Monday, last day for standard shipping on Amazon. Okay, so if you've been sort of like you have 20 screens open on your computer like I do right now, and you're like, oh, maybe I'll do this, maybe I won't, now's the time to pull the trigger.
Oh, yeah,
right?
I guess so.
Tuesday is the day if you want, like, let's say, Mom, that you are giving me, like, a gigantic big screen TV.
Oh, my God. How did you find out?
Yeah. Oh. So let's just say, if you're doing that, because I haven't bought a new TV. I mean, my TV is sold. I don't even think it has, like, connections to get on the internet. But so if you were to do that, you would definitely want to do that by Tuesday, because that's the last day you can guarantee delivery from Best Buy in time.
Oh,
on the big items. You have until Wednesday if you want to get delivery just on, like, the regular stuff.
Yeah. Okay.
But here's the other thing I like to recommend at this point. Okay, we'll put a link on the Shop Girls page at mytalk1071.com if you want to see all the official deadlines for the Postal Service, FedEx, UPS, and there are lots of options. I mean, depending on how much you're willing to pay, you could order something even on Saturday and get it delivered. It's just not going to be free. Next Saturday, But one thing that I definitely suggest at this point, and I've been doing this all week, is ordering online, or at least going online to make sure something is actually in stock. Save yourself the hassle.
Oh, before
As
going
you
to the
know,
store.
You made this mistake? Yes. Let's just get a quick update.
Yeah, I would like to give
How
you a quick update.
How did your whole Target situation resolve itself?
Well, I got a call from Jerry. Mm-hmm. Jerry in customer service called me a couple days ago. We talked a half hour. He had seen my file after I filled out a questionnaire, a survey. And he called and he wanted more information. And he was very upset that this had happened. And I explained him, and he certainly understood. The only thing that I would like to say as what happened, because I don't think that my grandson's listening, but in case he is, I won't tell what the thing was that I was getting, but it was a toy. The only reason I now have in my possession this toy is because some listener had posted that they've had issues like that. Somebody who I think probably works at the Target Ridgedale store saw that and said, I see 16 on the shelf here, but no, they're supposed to be 21. I don't know, but there might be some. So I called Ridgedale, got a nice lady named Diane in the toy department.
Yeah.
She said, there are two. I said, can you please put it
up
in customer service?
What is the item again? They're not listening.
Okay. great creatures. Part of the problem is that the people at Target, some of them don't realize it's not listed under crate creatures. It's listed under MGA, which is the company that makes them. It's a problem, but they were extremely nice. I explained to him that I am a loyal Target shopper, and I just felt that, you know, this probably wasn't the way things should have been done. They have passed all that information on to the people at the Edina Target store, and they take it seriously, he told me.
Well, I think they really do. The moral of the story is, you don't have to be on the radio to do it, but it's fine to speak up. Always good to kill them with kindness.
Yep.
Always good to do it in a nice way, but sometimes the message doesn't get through. And for everyone who just says, you know, I don't know, there are definitely those who do want to really help, go above and beyond for service.
I was very impressed with all of their follow
through. So when last we met, Mom, which actually was last night, but let's just pretend it was on the air here.
Yeah.
Okay, we were here last Saturday sitting right here.
Yeah.
And I was headed to a bunch of pop-ups. I went to Tattersall.
Okay.
Met some friends. Thought I was very clever because I was going to meet a couple of girlfriends, have an afternoon drink.
Afternoon?
We decided coffee or cocktail? We decided it's Saturday, it's the holidays, let's go cocktail.
Wow.
Right? The Stephanie's would be so proud of me, right?
Yeah, I guess.
So we were going to go meet for a cocktail, and I said, oh, let's go to Tattersall because they've got a big holiday pop-up. Maybe we can do a little shopping. We can check it out and then do that at the same time. Okay, so we got there. I thought I was at the Mall of America. It was so busy. They ended up having 5,500 people.
What?
Come through.
Is it
Tattersall Distillery in Northeast Minneapolis for a bunch of, you know, pop-ups. It was, I mean, they had brands like Duluth Pack. Ascov Finlayson was there. We have more to talk about with them. But, you know, Intelligent Nutrients. But it was a lot of just smaller, crafty things, artists, things like that.
Is it just the beer that brings everybody?
First of all, not beer. Spirits. This is a distillery.
Can you tell I'm not a drinker?
There's a difference.
I have no idea what that even means.
That is very different.
I like to be in good spirits, but I have no idea what drinking
means. Well, you would
be
in good spirits at Tattersall because they make gin and, you know, other liquors.
Oh, yes. Liqueurs. Or liquors,
you
too?
You can say
you know what? It's kind of over my head.
Yeah. All right. That's where we have to stop with that conversation. Yeah. But yeah, it's all sorts of amazing drinks. They do gimlets and they do all sorts of, you know, fantastical things with spirits that they make, not beer. Anyway, the point is, I think what I thought was really interesting, a couple things, because I was in a meeting this week where some other editors were like, is the pop-up thing kind of dead?
Oh, goodness.
And I was like, yeah, I don't think so. Because at the same time that 5,500 people were at Tattersall, probably at least a few thousand were over in Loring Park.
Oh,
at Holidays, where Northern Grade was popping up. Meanwhile, there were probably five others. The common thread here, drinks and shopping.
Because
they go really well together.
I guess they do, because first you have a few drinks, and then you loosen up, and the wallet comes out.
True,
and you
as long as you're
buy
Ubering.
Everything.
Yes, as long as you're not driving.
Yeah, you got to bring a designated driver with you.
The thing is, I think that, you know, we've talked for years, and there's kind of the joke about, like, drunk shopping, you know, online, and how dangerous that can be. And that seems kind of, like, sad, and you're at home, and you do
and
it by
PJs.
Accident. But somehow being out in public and drinking and shopping, very festive, very fun.
Okay.
I think distilleries and breweries have a lot of space. People really love those spaces, and it's a good excuse to be there. But I think that the whole, you know, the same thing that drives someone to want, like, you know, a locally brewed beer is the same thing that makes someone want to buy a bag that was made in Minnesota, you know, by hand. It's kind of the same authenticity that people are seeking.
That last week, you know, you had told me about Springfin opening on 5th.
Yeah.
Street.
Mm-hmm.
And
North 5th.
And there's also a gallery there and another new store called...
You May.
I never can pronounce it correctly. Well, I went there and made a few purchases.
I told you you'd love it.
It is wonderful.
Yeah.
It is, you know, it's off the beaten track, but not far from North Loop. And my frame of reference is it's right near Target Field.
Yep.
So,
just north of Target Field.
Yeah. And I mean,
and pretty easy to
really,
park still.
Yes, and I really would recommend going over there.
Yes,
great
that's
things.
A fun place. Couple markets going on today because I've had people asking this morning, like, are there any pop-ups left? Yes, there are still some happening. So if you are a fan, or even if you're not, of Wit and Delight, very popular style and design lifestyle blog, Kate of Wit and Delight has a studio space now. It's called Studio 125, and it's in Northeast Minneapolis. And she is opening her space, and it's a beautiful space, opening it today for a holiday market featuring some great local retailers.
Golden Rule
is going to be there. Hack with Design House, which is a great fashion brand. The Coffee Cart will be there serving. Arlie Park, another great vintage store. They're all joining forces, and they're going to be at Studio 125 for a holiday market today only.
Today till
4 o'clock.
Do you want to give
the address?
Yes. The address is it's Studio 125. It's 1621 East Hennepin Avenue in Minneapolis. The hours are right now until 4 o'clock today.
Yeah, so that would be a fun one. And if you prefer a little beer with it as opposed to coffee, if you need something a little harder for your holiday shopping, Inbound Brew Company, they're doing a holiday market today. And it's for people and puppies.
People and puppies.
They have a lot of brands that sell pet goods. So that's that would be a fun one to shop today too.
And what is this Nordic Jewel Market?
Oh, you know
that's
what? At the brewing company that is right near me. It's and I never know how to pronounce it. Utepils.
Yeah, I was trying to figure that out. That's why I left it to you.
Utepils. It's fairly new.
It's at 225 Thomas Avenue
it's
North.
It's right near Theodore Worth Park, kind of on the edge of Minneapolis and Golden Valley. A newer brewing company, a little more under the radar, and they're having 30 vendors there selling. They're going to have food trucks. They're going to have locally made gifts, and it's kind of got a Nordic theme.
Nordic music is going to be played,
so that
too.
Would be a really fun one
dancing.
To hit today. Nordic Jewel Market at Utepils Brewing Company. I hope I got that right. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. When we get back, you've got to hear what Patagonia did and what happened with it, and how about zip lining across the Mississippi, Mom?
Yeah,
are you ready for that?
Oh, gosh, am I ready?
We're going to put you on a zip line. Bet. Okay, we'll fill you in right after this. You're listening to Shop Girls live from the Galleria in Edina. Oh, welcome back. You're listening to Shop Girls at the Galleria. We are going to have to really remind ourselves not to come here next week because we've been here like all holiday season.
Yeah.
We are thrilled to be a Santa stop today. So if you've been meaning to donate those gifts that you purchased or maybe purchase them and donate them, today would be a great chance to do that. They're all going to the Ronald McDonald House and they really could use and would welcome your support.
And the thing is, when you come over with a gift, you can also register and you may win a gift. You can win a $100 Galleria gift card during our broadcast. We'll announce the winner's name right before 1 o'clock. So get over here, bring a toy, shop, and maybe you can win.
And if you're thinking that the parking is going to be terrible, it wasn't that bad. I got a spot without too much trouble. And if you don't want to mess around with it, take advantage
of the free valet.
This is one of my favorite perks of the season, that they're doing free valet parking Thursday through Sundays.
Yeah, so that's a good deal.
You can feel like a real rock star. So take advantage of that. Okay, you are listening to The Shop Girls. I'm Allie with my mom, Harmony. And were you aware of this? Someone had tweeted me or texted me when it happened, but was it a week or two ago that the president announced some changes to national parks?
Yeah, it was early December.
Right. Took some, a rollback of some protection over land, and Patagonia, which is a company that is very, very much about, you know, I don't think it's a gimmick with them. They're all about recycling and they're a very eco-friendly company. They changed their homepage. And now think about this, you guys. This is like the holiday season, busiest time. You went to their website and instead of seeing hats and jackets and stuff to buy, it was a black page and it said, "The president is stealing your land."
Right.
Now, whether or not you agree with that sentiment, it was just really striking that a retail company would do that. And I just found it fascinating, you know, as an observer of all things retail, to see a company like Patagonia, you know, kind of insert themselves into that sort of conversation.
Right. Except this is not the first time that they have done something to campaign against problems with people, you know, taking land away or that kind of thing. There are also other people and other companies that are suing because they feel that this should not happen.
So, right. So Patagonia is now, they are actually suing.
Yes, they're suing the Trump administration.
Yeah.
Because of the government's decision to reduce the protection to two national monuments in Utah. And, but the weird thing that has happened is by doing this, their sales have gone up.
Right. And so then the cynical folks can say, well, it's just a big publicity stunt.
Which I don't think it was at all. I think it's other people who are coming out and agree with them. And so they want to show that agreement.
Right.
Their sales increased up to 6 times more.
Isn't that amazing?
Than a typical day.
And what's interesting about that is if you visited the website, did you do it when they were, when
no,
they had this
I really
up?
Didn't.
So, I mean, it was just black. The website was black and you had to like do click an extra click. And you know that most people don't. I mean, our attention span is like 8 seconds. So the fact that people actually had to like go out of their way to get to their merchandise because what they were hit with when they went to Patagonia.com was this message. It's really interesting.
It is. And I mean, I think that you know, the sales continued to go up, they said, through Wednesday and Thursday. Patagonia hasn't released their figures. But, you know, I mean, yes, you can be cynical, but I think that they have enough background in fighting these kind of things and in protecting the environment that this was done from a place that was really sincere.
I think so, too. Yeah, I
and
agree.
I think there's lot of people that just agree with them,
obviously. But, and I also think it speaks to kind of, you know, any sort of retail survey right now will show you that people care very much about, increasingly, especially millennials, about, you know, the origins of the products they're buying and the message of the company and that these things really matter to people.
Yes.
And this is just the ultimate example. Of that, that you know, you feel you're glad that they're taking a stand, and so if you have a choice between three jackets, you're going to make a point to buy that jacket to show that you agree with them.
It is a good jacket.
It is a good jacket, and oh my gosh, they replace them.
I was just going to say that just happened with your father because he had a jacket that for some reason there was feathers were coming out. There was like a little rip, so he went in and asked about fixing it, and they said no, just get a new jacket.
They swap it out.
They did.
And then they recycle them all and the materials. Yeah, it's kind of... They're also the only company that I know of that... Well, not the only, but I mean, they have at times gone out of their way to encourage people not to buy a new jacket.
Yes. Yeah.
Don't buy a jacket. You don't need another jacket. Let's be honest. You've got jackets.
What if all retailers were like that?
Yeah,
my goodness.
Well, maybe they would actually do better in a funny way.
Maybe.
So, finally, we can talk about something that I've known for a while. It's actually in the January issue of Minneapolis St. Paul Magazine. And if you're a subscriber, you might have received your copy today with that adorable last couple days with the adorable baby.
Yeah, I got it a couple days
ago. Do you love it?
I thought at first that was a doll. I didn't think it was a real baby.
It's a real baby.
Do you know who it belongs to?
They're local, local babies.
Oh, my God.
Local babies. They are babies that are made in the North. It's our Made in the North issue. It's our second annual.
Oh, I like that.
And these are babies that were literally made in the
North. That is a darn cute
baby.
We
take it very seriously, our mission. So one of the things you will find in there is some of the products that will be released on January 14th at Target. They are Askov Finlayson, and it's a partnership between Target and the Dayton boys, Askov Finlayson, and their whole North campaign.
I think it's great.
A version, new versions. It's similar to what you'll see at Askov. It's a little different.
They won't have the hats. Won't have the pom poms.
Right.
But the prices will be less too.
Right. It's Target prices, but it's their look and feel. Target wanted to do something for the Super Bowl.
Sure.
This is merchandise that's going to be available in Target stores in the Twin Cities and online. It doesn't launch until January 14th, so you're going to have to wait a couple weeks. But if you've sort of, you know, held off buying a North sweatshirt at Askov, maybe you want the Target version. What I really like is, first of all, they've done little kit. They've done onesies. There are toddler sizes. It's literally all the way up. And they've done sweaters. And the sweaters are really nice.
Oh, are they? I haven't
Target
seen
prices.
Them. Yeah,
but I mean, they are. It is good quality, really nice scarves, bags, the whole gamut. And Target said that they just really, they love the idea, that this whole idea of celebrating winter the and embracing north. It yeah. as opposed to apologizing for how cold
which
it is.
Which is
here.
What Eric Dayton really has said to, for years.
Yes, and we're going to really need to practice that with yes. everybody coming to town for the Super Bowl yeah. in what is usually like the coldest stretch of the winter.
Yeah.
So that would be a good thing to buy if you want to save a little bit of your holiday money. It goes on sale January 14th at Target stores in
the
Twin Cities.
I think it's an exciting thing. And if there's any company in the Twin Cities or in Minnesota that's going to do something big for the Super Bowl, you would expect it to be Target.
Yeah.
And I mean, I think this is a great partnership.
Yes, indeed. It should be good. Okay, we will be right back. We're actually going to talk some home and design trends right here with a friend of ours from Design Within Reach. We'll be back with that on Shop Girls Live from the Galleria right after this. Welcome back. You're listening to Shop Girls on My Talk 107.1. I'm Allie Kaplan with my mom, Harmony. Thanks for tuning in. We are at the Galleria. You can generally find us here. It's been so much fun to be here throughout the season. And
sure
we
has.
Are a Santa stop today, so please feel free to stop by, donate a gift for the Ronald McDonald House. We would really appreciate it. And you can be entered into a drawing to win a $100 Galleria gift card. And maybe you would want to take it right downstairs from where we are at the new wing to Design Within Reach.
I would.
We are so glad to have our friend J.C. Reese joining us. He is the studio proprietor.
I love that
He's
name.
Not, don't just call him a salesperson
or
associate.
A manager.
He is a proprietor.
Wow.
Right.
Did you fight hard for that title?
Oh, I did, yeah. Yeah, it was one of the terms of me being brought on.
So maybe you've seen it from the street. If you haven't wandered in yet, you really should. It's such a beautiful store, the new Design Within Reach. We're so excited to have this company back in town. You guys used to be in Uptown, then you left, but you came back.
But this is
so much bigger,
and I want to live there. That's basically what my goal is.
Well, we've got a special room. Do
you?
The Harmony room.
Oh, cool.
So
hey.
I'll visit okay. I'm just waiting for
I'm
you.
Gonna put on my I'm going to put my zip-up robe on, and I'm going to come over there, and I'm going to just
wow.
lounge. But
just
the thing,
watch
things
it.
Are,
will.
Really, there are beautiful things in there.
Well, and you could pick a different bed every night. We have 18,000 square feet for you to roam around in. And compared to that Uptown studio, it's just so much more furniture for you to interact with, to sit on, to lay in, to jump on if you need to test it
okay.
out.
That is good to know. And there also is this whole like lake house in the middle of the store set up to sort of be inspired by Minnesota living.
It is gorgeous.
Isn't just beige. Any of those stereotypes of what Minnesotans like.
Exactly. This would be the modern version of a lake house, and we had a local architecture firm called New Studio out of White Bear Lake come in and design what could be the quintessential space for a lake home. And, you know, we've got a lot of Scandinavians in Minnesota, so we put some Scandinavian whitewashed wood in there. It's really cozy. Everything is about communality and being able to sink in through those winter months. It's gorgeous.
So Design Within Reach is obviously all about modern contemporary design. Do you feel like most people in this market get it? Does it scare them? Yeah. Are people intimidated?
It's been really interesting to see the community embrace it. You know, as downtown and the North Loop and Mill City start to pop up these gorgeous new condos, we have a lot of empty nesters that are used to having traditional furniture that are going into these open floor plans and want to have something simple, clean, and elegant.
They really change their styles.
To change their style, yeah. And it's nice because of the simple lines of modern furniture, you can do it piecemeal. You can start with one piece and put it next to your Chesterfield sofa.
You can.
And it can look gorgeous.
Right,
yes,
you can
it shows
mix
your personality.
You can mix and
okay,
match.
But give us a few rules. How do you do that? So let's say, you know, because most people don't have the opportunity to just like throw it all out and start over, right? It's always kind of a work in progress. Mm-hmm. So let's say most of what you have is, you know, more traditional, a little heavier, but you're now feeling very modern.
Yeah.
We've met you, JC. We've met the proprietor, and we're like, take us to a new place.
Yes.
Absolutely.
What is a good way to start working that in?
Yeah, I think one of the best ways is through a lounge chair or a side chair first. So we have this Milo Boffman recliner that has this really gorgeous walnut wood arms and frame, and it's a recliner. A lot of people still want their recliners.
Yeah.
They don't want to have that phased out of their lifestyle. And it's a great transitional piece that can start your collection.
Okay.
What about, like, I love some of the light fixtures that you have in the store. And, I mean, they're just so cool and unusual looking and all. Could you add that to a room that has more traditional furniture?
Absolutely. And a light fixture can say whatever you want it to say about your space. It can be something that disappears and just provides that ambient light, or you can have a real showstopper that draws the attention in the room. We have these George Nelson saucer pendants on bubble pendants.
Yes.
That produce
this. Oh, I love those.
They almost look like Japanese paper lanterns.
Yes, exactly.
But in these really modern, fun shapes. And those are a great way to bring in a modern piece into your space.
Good idea. It is really, the lighting is kind of amazing.
Yeah.
You have a huge selection. So what did you bring? You brought some fun things with you.
I like the fact that he brought his own chair.
Yes.
Ours weren't good enough.
Exactly. Exactly.
And so he brought a design within reach chair.
I know. I think you might be our first guest to bring your chair. But I guess when you're representing design within reach, you feel the need.
I thought about bringing a sofa for the three of us to sit on.
That would have been great. I couldn't quite get it up the stairs.
No.
Yeah. Okay. Well, it's a good start.
Well, we appreciate you being so self-sufficient. So what did you bring with you?
So I brought a couple of things that I thought, you know, still before the holidays,
you
if you order
that
today,
you
this looks like your colors,
this
Mother.
Is a
it's
throw.
Red, pink, and
you
purple.
You know what?
Yeah,
we were in the store the other night, and I said to JC, this is beautiful. I love it. How much is it? And he told me.
So this is a mohair throw.
Wow.
And it's got this beautiful color blocking.
Yep.
That makes it really crisp and clean. Mohair comes from the Angora goat. It's a really traditional material, but then to have it in these vibrant colors just really can add that life into your space.
Yeah, just a special add.
Yeah, and that is actually
and reds.
It's woven in Ireland at a mill that's been in operation since the 1700s.
Wow.
So
and it really was. How much was it? It really wasn't that much.
If you could wear it, you could just wear it as a shawl,
yeah.
and then you'd really get
I wouldn't have to have a dress on.
Cut a hole in the center of it and just wear it as a poncho.
Yeah, that's very in right now. Wait, but JC, how much was it? It isn't that.
This one is $225, which is very reasonable.
You made me think it was like
$1,000. No, well, that's why I wanted him to. All right. No.
What else have you got in your little basket of gifts?
Another thing I brought is this cute little Gerard doll. This is a wooden figure.
That looks like my 13-year-old looked this morning.
Oh.
Big grouchy frown on his face.
Yes.
Explain this.
And Alexander Gerard designed over 20 of these dolls, each with their own personality, and they've got this really fun folk art look to them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But in really modern, fun colors. And in our studio, each one of the employees has one that's assigned to them. This one is me.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's really tall, slender.
Yes.
Yeah. Looks a little grouchy sometimes.
Why is he grouchy?
I don't think to talk to my staff.
They decided that was you.
Yep.
But I think these dolls are great. You have them set up like several in a row on shelves and stuff. And that would be so much fun to have in your home.
Absolutely. And then you have one that's all bundled up for the winter, too. He's got his little scarf on.
Oh, they are so
rosy
cute.
Rosy cheeks, maybe spent a little time outside.
I mean, these are for sale. They're not just to represent the staff. Okay.
That's right. So you can order these. They're $195 a piece, and they are great because you can slowly build your collection of them. There's over 20, like I said, and they are hand-painted, made in Germany.
So much fun.
So cute. All right, that's a fun idea. And then is that a journal, or what is
this?
That?
It's called the Lumio Book Lamp.
Oh,
and
it's a book lamp?
Like
it looks
journal,
like a book, yes.
But when you open it up, it is an LED light.
It looks like you've opened up a book and all the pages are open and it's all lit up.
That's right. And it's magnetic, too, so you can clamp the two bookends together and create a 360-degree light.
I want that.
That's
how
really
much
cool.
is that?
I'm going to put that on my Instagram story in just a second.
Okay.
This
wow.
is $200. And it's great for portable lighting, too. It doesn't need to be plugged in. You charge it at night. It's LED, but it's an LED that produces a really soft, warm light, which is great.
That, but the idea
so
is that you, it's literally, you guys, if you can picture, it's like a book with all the pages fanned out, except it's providing light.
Yeah.
Am I describing it well, do you think? Okay, but the idea is that you'd put this on your nightstand or in your tent or what?
You can put it wherever. Yeah, I put two of them on my nightstand as reading lights.
Does it really throw enough light for you to read?
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. The LED is really strong in it. So. And you can reconfigure it in different ways. I have it open 360 degrees. You can have it just so that it's propped up and only open 90 degrees.
I love
it. It's a great way to bring creativity in your home lighting.
And tell us what that's called again, in case people want
to come. This is the Lumio book lamp. It was a Red Dot Award winner, and it's $200, which is great. It's also on Shark Tank.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Love that Shark Tank.
Oh, yeah. Did they invest?
I can't remember. Okay. I know we did.
Yeah,
right, exactly.
That's all that matters.
So it all worked out. Okay. All right, before we let you go, JC, maybe give us, we're nearing the end of the year. We're making resolutions. If one of our resolutions is to get our house in shape next year, what is like one thing we should all be updating right now? What would you like to see everybody do?
That is a great question.
I think
you start small. You know, if you have traditional furniture and want to start making that transitional leap, start with some lighting. Update your lighting. Floor lamps are a great way to introduce modern into a home. But, you know, the new year is about decluttering, and modern furniture is all about simplicity and decluttering. So start to bring in those simple, clean lines into your home.
Okay. Just come into Design Within Reach and you'll help them, right?
Please come into Design Within Reach and we'll help you. We have an expert staff that also offers complimentary home visits. So if you're at a loss, we can come out and help you space plan your space. We can do 3D renderings for you.
That's
great.
We
love to do it.
Full service operation. All right. Well, we're really glad that you're here. Thank you for the good gift ideas. So fun.
Thanks for having me.
And happy holidays.
You as well.
And when in doubt, do like JC and bring your own chair wherever you're going. My next party is going to be bring your own chair.
Perfect.
Instead of a bottle.
BYOC.
I love it. All right. We will be right back with Whose Look Is It Anyway on Shop Girls right after this. Welcome back. You're listening to Shop Girls on My Talk 107.1 live from the Galleria. Everybody's here, even Elizabeth Reese's mom.
I saw that.
Gosh, she's adorable.
She's very cute.
On her way to lunch.
Yeah.
Oh, looking so cute. Yes, so that was fun. And we hope we'll see you too. It's obviously a big shopping day, and we are also collecting gifts for Ronald McDonald House.
Right.
So swing on by, and you could enter to win a $100 gallery gift card, which would be real nice
Right before the 1 o'clock.
I would like that very much. I'm Allie with my mom, Harmony, and it is that time of the show where we take a look at a trend, we examine it from all angles.
Head to toe.
And then we usually just rip it to pieces.
Yeah.
No, we say, whose look is it anyway?
At least she's wearing that outfit.
It's time for the shop girls to ask,
can I ask you something?
Whose look is it anyway?
Okay, we'll consider this the holiday edition because I know you have a trend that you're dying
to
try out.
I can't wait. And I mean, I'm sure
it would go very nice with
your
plaid dress.
Well, the latest, and you know, we've seen all of these glittery lips and all that. These are Christmas tree eyebrows. They seem to be the latest. You almost really, we really have to put a link on our page because you have to see these to appreciate them. They are designed with like greenery to kind of look like the branch of a tree and then some little sparkly.
It's actually a very clever use of the eyebrow.
It is a clever use because one should always use their eyebrows. They're trending on Instagram right now.
Uh-huh.
And I would think it would take a little time to do this. There's a YouTuber whose name is Taylor R. And she came up with this idea. And days after she posted this, the hashtag Christmas tree eyebrows was a big hit. There have been over 200 posts so far. And people are copying some of them or coming up with their own looks. But they're just lighting up their brows with little baubles and feathers and all the rest to just look like their own human Christmas
tree.
Well,
I think that, I mean, if you are headed to an ugly sweater party, it would be the perfect compliment.
That's the accessory.
Yeah.
That's the accessory.
And if you really want to kind of take it over the top, everybody has seen all the ugly sweaters at this point. It's kind of hard to make a real statement.
True.
Do the Christmas tree eyebrows.
Yeah. It's on Pizza Bottle. That's the site it's on. If you
spend
you
a lot of time on Pizza Bottle?
I do. Pizzabottle.com. It is. It's my go-to
site. I have
site.
Never heard of that website.
Well, but now you have. Okay. That's what I'm here for.
Now, another trend that really is happening, for better or worse, on the streets is the long belt.
So crazy.
Okay, now,
I can't even believe that.
I mean, let's just kind of paint the picture for you. You know, sometimes, like, you have, you know, a little bit extra material, and you're like, do I tuck it? Do I flap it? What do I do? It's kind of annoying. What if you just embraced it so fully that you wore a belt that was, like, three times, you know, the size of your waist, and it literally just trailed
it
along
just
the floor with you?
Down to the ground. Just goes down to the ground.
This is a trend that is happening.
It is a trend, and of course, the one who really made it stand out is Beyonce.
Of course.
Because only Beyonce can do this. And she wore
Beyonce kind of sealed the deal. Everyone else had been doing it, and it was sort of like, are they cool or are they just weird and dumb? But when Beyonce does
then it's okay.
Boom.
Then it's okay.
Yes.
She paired it with a floor, it's a floor length grommeted Y/project belt, and she wore it with knee high sparkly boots, off white jorts. What are jorts, other than that you can see everything that you own?
They're jean shorts.
I was trying to figure the J out.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Barely their shorts is what they are. And a Balenciaga t-shirt, because you have to have that.
Right.
And a tangle of layered necklaces. And so this is what she put. And then this belt literally just sort of swept along beside her.
Yeah.
Why?
I mean, because there just aren't a lot of unexpected things left to do.
I guess.
So it's just a thing to do.
And
for
you know what?
No,
let's not give her total credit either, because it's her stylist who comes up with this. Her stylist name is Zarina Akers, and she's really the one who put this look together.
Did she wear it to a place, or was this just like a day in the life? I think I got the impression it was just like a Tuesday.
Well, it could have
been. Tuesday with
Beyonce. Yeah, it could be a Tuesday with Beyonce. I did see her sitting on a chair in it, but that might have been at home, too.
Yeah.
Or in the studio.
You generally sit on Tuesdays.
I think so. Tuesdays are a good sitting day.
Yeah, yeah.
But if you can't go for that, and you need something else to sparkle up your holiday, Judith Lieber, who we know is known for her beautiful clutch handbags, jeweled handbags, she has a new one, which is called the Couture Crystal Rainbow French Fries Clutch. If you just can't get away from your French fries, this is done in a great deal of sparkle. It literally looks like a McDonald's, a cardboard container.
Looks
with
like French
sparkling
fries.
French fries coming out of it.
Yes.
And a rainbow on it.
Lower calorie, higher price.
Right. Little what look like salt flakes coming down, but they would be sparkly. Mm-hmm. And it is yours for $5,695 at Bergdorf Goodman. So, you know, I'm just saying, if you were kind of at a loss what to get me this year.
You would want that?
No, I would not. I would just like the regular French fries, actually. I mean, you know, it's a conversation piece, right?
Yeah.
But why, if you had an extra $5,695 before tax mm-hmm. on it, why would you do that?
I think you have to be some sort of collector, or
and people do collect her bags.
I don't know.
I couldn't even get enough in it.
Well, right.
Maybe just a charge card.
I don't really think when you're buying a sparkly French fry shaped bag, you're thinking about practicality.
Yeah.
I don't think that's mainly the thing.
No, I suppose not.
Yeah.
But anyway, that's just another possibility for the season.
How do you feel about grunge making a comeback?
Not so good.
You didn't really embrace it
never
the first
really
time.
Embraced
Maybe this
it.
Is your time.
You
Maybe
think?
This is
yeah,
your time.
I think I'm
to
the grungy
just,
girl.
I would like to just see you just go
what
for it.
What do you want me in? Tell me exactly what I should
I
put on.
I think what you would need to wear is like a really like oversized, like maybe take one of Dad's, you know, just kind of like around the house flannels.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
You'd have to stop wearing like matching colors, like you know, like you like to tend to like have a color that runs through your look, you know. Like
you say
the shoes
but how is that different from just putting an outfit together?
Well,
I mean, do you wear like a blue shirt and a red purse and an orange plaid? I don't do as many
organized pops of the same color.
Oh,
I'm more inclined to do just one. I like just one.
I'm looking for your pop right now, and I don't see a pop today.
Today I'm neutral.
Today you're a dreamer.
I'm dreaming.
That's what the shirt says.
Yes, my shirt says dreamer.
And I do like that shirt.
Thank you. Notice the stars on the sleeves.
You're dreaming about stars, or you are a star? Which is it?
Yes. I think when they're only on your sleeves, you're just kind of hoping. You're hoping to one day be Beyonce enough to wear a belt that goes down to the floor.
Maybe.
With the
I do not have a pop of color on today.
Well,
oh, my glasses. But they're my glasses to see out of.
This is true. This is true. So, anyway, yeah, I don't know how we could grunge you up, Mom, but the point
is, let's work on that.
Coming back. Balenciaga went full force grunge for spring.
Okay.
So just prepare yourself.
I will, because I shop Balenciaga a lot.
Okay, when we get back, we'll take your questions. We'd love to see you in person. We've got a bunch more stories and shopping ideas, gift ideas for you, too. Coming up next, we're broadcasting live from the Galleria. Come on over here and see us. Back with more Shop Girls after this.
Hot off the press from Maybelline, New York, it's new Lifter Plump, an intense plumping lip gloss formulated with chili pepper to deliver a heated sensation for an instant plumping effect that lasts. From 8 sizzling shades like Blush Blaze, Red Flag, Hot Honey, Cocoa Zing, and more. An extra large wand applicator transforms lips in one swipe. Learn more at Maybelline.com. For a limited time, get 10% off your Lifter Plump purchase on Amazon with code 10PLUMP.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.